Now's the time when colleges across the country offer campus tours to next year's freshmen and their parents. A Philadelphia theater company has created an alternative campus tour. It tells kids what they really need to know. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on a play as awkward and honest as an incoming freshman.
When Adrian Mackey was trying to decide whether or not to apply to Swarthmore College, it was the campus tour guide who tipped the scale for her.
The tour guide had this weird vocal tick. She would go, "So that's the dorm over there." Whoop! And she would do this really strange little, like, whoop sound. And when I wrote my admissions essay, I said, I love that this school lets a person who has this crazy whoop thing be the tour guide that represents the school, and that's the kind of place I want to be.
Mackey now runs a theater company called Swim Pony, and she's an adjunct theater professor at Drexel University. Based on the real experiences of her students during their first years of college, she has created a walking tour of Drexel campus. It highlights the places where important things happened to her students, like the location where they broke up with their boyfriend, the hallway where they had a scheduling breakdown, the bedroom where they second-guessed their major, or the cafeteria table where they grappled with failure. All of the things avoided by the official campus tour with its shiny brochure presentations of dorms, computer labs, and dining halls.
I mean, I think it shows a lot of the resources and structures. It's a lot about potential, whereas our show is a lot more about the intimacy, the moments, the kinds of things that happen in between the stuff that you officially sign up for.
Welcome to Drexel University, more specifically your life at Drexel.
The play is a walking performance. Audience members are expected to stroll almost 2 miles during the 90-minute show.
Warm, bright.
This is Dean Bloomingdale. He's one of 5 guides who take turns shepherding the audience along. The story he tells in the play is based on his own experiences as a freshman.
You were worried about what was going to happen when you both went off to college, but you've been making it work, right?
Here, the audience is sitting on the very curb outside Drexel's Urban Center building, where last year Bloomingdale realized he had to break up with his longtime girlfriend. It was a life-changing moment for him.
Picture, if you will, that sunken feeling in the pit of your stomach as you're forced to come to terms with it. And then, sounds of a fire alarm snap you out of your ruminations. Welcome to the Urban Center.
Now, Drexel University does not offer a theater major. These performers are studying biology, or economics, or international affairs, or graphic design. Theater is something they do on the side. The director, Adrian Mackey, designed this experimental theater tour to show what live theater can do that TV and movies cannot.
You know, when you go to Gettysburg, part of the power of being there is you know this amazing thing happened. And so going to a classroom where somebody had this huge life-changing moment because they read a text message, this changed that person's life, and it's just this boring classroom.
Welcome to Campus begins on Wednesday for a limited run. There will only be 10 performances, each with only 15 audience members. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.